And in the glory, hallelujah, everything good happens. Everything bad leaves. Hallelujah. You can't fake the glory. The enemy fakes a lot of things. People do things because you are a spirit. You possess a soul. You live in a body. You can fake the praise and all that, but you can't fake the glory because you don't control that. Hallelujah. And when the house was filled with the glory of God, the priest couldn't get up to preach. And I imagine, because we have seen some moves of God, and I don't know how strong the move we've seen, I don't know how strong it was compared to what happened during the dedication of that temple. But we've seen some people stuck in the floor. Yeah. We've seen them crawl around. We see them trying to crawl and get out of the buildings. Some had to be carried out. It's something about the glory. Hallelujah. But we have a lot to do with creating an atmosphere for God to come and manifest his glory. And they were praising and thanking God, I'm sure. And I don't know how they went about doing the construction of the temple. I don't know how the architect, the carpenters, and all the people that was involved in building it. I don't know how they gathered their finances and what have you. But we know it was completed, so God blessed them to get everything, because if he had not, the temple would never have been completed. And so I'm saying all that to say this, and I'm sure they were thinking about how the miracle working power brought things together. And when we think about it, sometimes things become common to us when we get in a place where we see goodness and blessing flow and we don't see much trouble, no pressure on us. But sometimes pressure makes us realize the presence of God and the goodness of God. Sometimes we live easy and good, and we have a tendency to forget about who's making that good, who causing you to have it so easy, and to cause your life to be at such ease and peace. Amen. But they begin to think back over their time and putting this temple up, and how God had blessed them and brought about this. And God just loved praise. Did you hear what I said? God, he inhabited praise. He loved praise. It's one of the things, that's why he created you and me. That's what Lucifer did. But he decided he had enough wisdom because he handled so much of God's commerce. And he thought he had gotten enough ability and authority and the angel that were with him. He thought he could take over. But he had that thought, because if he hadn't thought, he never would have tried. And he got stuck on himself. And he got kicked out. Yes, he did. And he'll never get back. He's gone for good. Hallelujah. But we took his place. Hallelujah. We are God's praisers. We are the people that God created. We are called the body of Christ. We are called the redeemer of the Lord. We are called saints of God. We are called God's workmanship. We are called the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We're called the hand of God, the voice of God in the earth. We're called the body of Christ. We're called that. What are we? That we may bring forth praises to God and allow God's power to move in the earth. What is the power of God moving? To hurl back darkness, to drive out evil, to bring in God's goodness and reach people who are lost, people who are hurting, people who are broken, people who are born, people who are brought up in bad, terrible situations. That's what Satan was trying to do when he puts Paul and Silas in jail. They was there preaching the gospel. People were getting help, getting healed. Matter of fact, all the books and magic art and all they had, they burned those things in the street. You remember that? Amen. Because when the Spirit of God starts moving, God wants everybody to know about this. He don't want you trying to do this in your own strength. He wants you to know that you have a force in and energy, power available to you, an energy that comes from Him that lives in you, the Holy Spirit, to carry these things out. And you are to praise Him and magnify Him. It's something about praising God. His presence shows up. You ever notice when you start talking about the devil, His presence shows up? You ever had somebody tell you something, some scared story, and everybody get afraid? I know you've been around it. But when you get to praising God and talking about the goodness of God, it brings God on the scene. And what God wants us to understand, that there's nothing can stop Him. This mighty moving force, this power, when you begin to give praise, He said, that's what it is. That's the fruit of our lips. That's what we do. And we give thanks. And this is what they were doing. And the building was filled with God's presence. So much that men and women, I know at least 120, because that's how many priests it was. Right? And I'm sure much more. People seems to get stuck dumb where they can't speak. Start doing unusual things, start happening. And in the midst of this happening, God is working on you. Stuff inside of you that's been a hindrance to you, when you come out of that glory, you don't have that stuff anymore. Hallelujah. Where you were withdrawn and in reverse, when you come out of the glory, you are in fall. You're ready to go. Hallelujah. Whereas you were halfway wanting to praise and the rest of you didn't want to, now you're full throttle. Hallelujah. Because you have experienced something from Him that nobody else could do that for you like He did it. Hallelujah. And what's on your mind, what you're thinking about, I need to get back there again. Yeah. Hallelujah. And so He wanted them to know that He would plead with what they had done. Hallelujah. And because let me finish reading. Did I finish that? Well, then let me go on. That's why we ought to have the freedom in this church more so. And when other people come, so we won't be a hindrance to leading them into praising God and blessing Him. I'm going to read you some more. And when the temple got dedicated, we see that the priest couldn't stand the minister, but something happened. Hallelujah. And God wants you to be totally free of any care, any concern that's trying to weigh you down and hold you back. Hallelujah. And keep you from having this liberty, because it's been bought and paid for, and you have a right to do it. Glory to God.